Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old me, Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. Did I hear that right? That's a great idea.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We'll talk about that in a minute. Okay, here's the deal. You pretty much know, you know, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you pretty much know how I deal with GMing, how I deal with, adventurers. And you know that a lot of time I'll prep and prep and prep and then stop prepping. And it's an arbitrary thing with me. I stop prepping. I figure, okay, that's enough. You know, I've got to do that. I mean, this is not a real choice. I've got to do this. Otherwise, I would make... So, but I use an example of my Gangbusters game. The first two-parter I ran, I had 11 pages of notes. I didn't need 11 pages of notes, but I didn't stop myself. Because I kept going, I don't quite understand this. I don't quite understand this. Well, and it wasn't like I was trying to predict everything that the PCs are going to do. It's just... I had a hard time wrapping my head around it because it was a new thing for me. So now it's prep, 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 then stop. Stop, put it aside, come back the day of or, you know, just before, look them over again. Okay, fine. Anything I need to fill in, I do it right then and we go. Okay. Also, I like to listen to the players. It's always good to have a good ear because each game master, when they're running a session, remember I said the session, you know, the game happens at the table. If I'm running a session, I keep one ear open to what they're doing and thinking about it. Now, here's the thing. Okay, say they say something that sounds like a real good idea. I am not going to immediately implement it. I may wait until the next session or something like that. But I will write it down. Here's the thing. I don't want to, on the whole, I don't want to act on their perceived suggestions to me right away. Mainly because they're going to go, yeah, you did. You know, I can do that sometimes. You can do that sometimes. But my point is, you should at least wait until, like, the later part of the session, if not the next session, even the being better the session after. Yeah. And I was in a Champions game where I made a suggestion a couple of times in the game, and three sessions later, he sicked the bad guys on me. Exactly the way, you know, he did. I said this one demon and demon, the evil organization that's kind of after supernatural stuff. There's a demon called Dark Seraph in the villains book. And I said, oh yeah, I bet Dark Seraph and demon are working together. And I said that a couple of times and I forgot about it. And three sessions later, they show up while we are doing something in the park. I forget what we were doing, but they show up in force. And Dark Seraph appears right in front of my character. And this is Dire Wolf, the one with the he's kind of a Moon Knight Batman guy, you know, or Cap or what, you know, has a magic ring. And the first thing he does is he leans out and says, I want that ring. Now my character went, but inside he's going, ah, I didn't expect that. That's what you got to do. So if they come up with something, if you don't want to use it right away, I mean, I'm not saying you shouldn't use it right away. You know, sometimes it works out that way. But a lot of times, listen to them, write it down. Listen to them, write it down. Listen right. You got it? Listen right. Then you go back afterwards, after the session, or later on in the session, if you take a break, you know, look over the stuff. Okay. And because you want to work it in is what you want to do. You want to work it into the story, work it into the session in a way that's kind of natural. Remember, you're not going for possible, you're going for plausible. So whatever is natural, given the campaign you're doing and the world and the genre you're doing. So, and because, you know, it's really easy to do, because if I prep and I stop, there's going to be holes in my prep. I want those holes there. I'm going to fill them with stuff like this. Oh man. Wow. That ogre was real easy to take down. You know what? I'll bet there's two others over there who sent him in to do it. And they're going to come for us in force. Well, an hour or two later in the session, guess what? They showed up. Because I didn't think about that. Because, okay, there are some GMs who will go, well, yeah, but that sort of breaks up the momentum. It's like, these are the same guys who don't like random encounter tables or random encounters. It's like, it doesn't seem right because I've got this thing, that, and the other thing. I made this adventure with these things and this. No, no, don't do that. Don't do that. You got to leave it loose like that. You've got a basic adventure premise, shall we say, that you're going for. But at the same time, you've got to take their input. You really do. Think of it this way. Would you rather see the characters follow your adventure and plod along? Things will happen, encounters will happen, but they don't seem like, they won't look like they're enjoying it, and will you enjoy it? Would you rather have them do a bunch of like, you know, work in behind the screen while they're doing this, or do you want to just let the reins go for a bit, let the reins loose for a bit, and see your players happy. See your players excited and involved in the game. I would rather have that. I would. Every day and twice on Sundays. Because it's what you've got. This is the essence. This is the essence of a role-playing game. Remember, fun. Fun is the result for everybody. You know, some people... There's also like, you know, these martyr GMs out there who I come up with this and that and the other, and I listen to the player and this and that, and they're doing all this work, and I guess the players are enjoying it, but the GM is not. To him, it's work. It's all work. It's not all work. You're supposed to enjoy yourself too. So back off on the prep. Or not, I should say, back off on the story and let them go for a while. If they come up with something random, make it not so random. That's what you got to do. I like to, you know, like I said, I like random encounters because it throws, I'm looking for those spanners they throw in the works, basically. You know, throw a monkey wrench at what I'm doing. And it's almost like a dare to me, you know, prove that I can keep the game going despite. Now, I don't want to encourage those players who, you know, they're basically, you know, rabble rousers and they want to disturb stuff. Blank disturbers, in other words, that do it on purpose just to get their jollies off. I hate that. I absolutely hate that because you're trying to aggravate me and the other players aren't enjoying it either, believe it or not. They think, oh, we're going to screw with the DM's head and we're going to do that. And that's no. No, they don't. Take it from me. Take it from a person who's been a player a lot. But I do want them to throw whatever they got at me. You know, throw it at me. You know, give me your character. Tell me what your character's doing. You know, just... We're going to go. I don't want a player versus GM thing because you're all coming together for this. It's just that they zig, you got to zag. Okay? And the best GMs, the people, and I'm not saying you're not good GMs out there, but the best one makes it look natural. It's like dancers. It's like actors. It's like somebody who performs. The idea is to not only do it, especially dancers do it, but to make it look easy, even if it isn't. That's the whole point of doing that. So listen to your players and figure out when to implement stuff like that. Anyway, I got to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. We're monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program, and I would thank you. For other donations, single donations, go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly. Jason from Morrow Project, Gilbert Sars, and Benjamin Brodell. Thank you very much, guys. For other good podcasts, there's Dan Gregg's The Young Y-U-N-G, Young Grognard Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Tinkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.